So in prepping for the show, you found something about Big Ben that kind of perked me up.
It's actually not the fact that he has said he will not speak on Trump's behalf at the RNC, Bunin. He has come out and he said he will not do that.
Nice.
Also, he would like the Pittsburgh Steelers to get rid of the point after. He just wants them to man up and go for two on every touchdown this year. Because last season, the Steelers converted on 73% of their two-point conversions. So, Steve, you know, that tells you over the course of a season, you're going to get a point and a half basically extra every touchdown, which as a point after, you know, even if you hit 100% of them, you're not going to get that much. So at least based on last year's statistics, that's pretty easy math, Mike Tomlin, go for two every time.
Now, Chris Boswell doesn't like hearing this. He's the kicker they finally signed who got it right and hit, I think, 90% of his field goals and was pretty solid from extra point, if I'm not mistaken, because I've looked at this before. I think he was their fourth kicker of the year, right? But there's no question that this is he's right in theory, but it's hard to convince coaches to go back on their decades of experience.
It depends on your personnel. So, Steve, I pulled up an article on Yahoo from September of last year, and it looked at data over the last 5 years in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And what it said was the old way was right, but it is no longer right. So over a five-year period, kickers hit 99% of point afters. Mm-hmm. So your expected outcome after a touchdown is getting 0.99 points, right? It's one.
Yeah.
However, they converted 47% of two-point conversions. So if you went for it, if you went for two every time, the expected outcome would actually be 0.94 instead of 0.99.
Right.
So mathematically, you would be scoring more points still kicking it every time. But since they moved the point after
back,
now kickers are only hitting that 94% of the time. And so it's almost a dead heat between going for two and kicking the point after. Now, that assumes you have average personnel, an average kicker, you know, an average running back, average special teams, et cetera. But if you have the Pittsburgh Steelers and you've got great goal line personnel and you convert 72% of your two-point conversions, then go for it every time. I mean, obviously not when it's 20-20 with 10 seconds left and you just kick the point after and you win. But any other time in the game, man, just roll the heavy package out there and get the two.
Well, now, Chris Boswell, I looked it up to verify that my memory was right, hit 29 of 32 field goals. That's 91%, and 26 of 27 extra points. So he disproves the Ben theory, and not that a kicker is going to step to a quarterback in the middle of a locker room, but I would say if I was Chris Boswell, hey, Big Ben, screw off. Like, I'm actually
this
good at
this. This is my territory.
I don't criticize you. I don't say we should run the ball every time. What does Ben have to say about this?
I think we should. Yeah, I think we should go for it every time.
Seriously?
Yeah, why not? If we do it every day and if we're 50%, I mean, if you don't make the first one, make the second one, there's your 14 points, you know? So why not give it a shot?
You think Mike would entertain that?
I do. I think he's he's the one that brought it up to me. I think a lot depends on the team that we're playing, what kind of team they are, where we are, the environment, the elements, things like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if we don't go for it even more than we did last year.
Look at forward-thinking Ben Roethlisberger.
Analytics Ben Roethlisberger. So if they convert 72%, their expected point after touchdown is 1.4, which you cannot get as a kicker. That's physically impossible,
right?
Steelers kicker. So take a backseat to Ben Roethlisberger. All of us as fans want to see more two-point conversions. And to me, this is like the NBA debate about three-pointers 10 years ago. You've got a bunch of coaches who want to design offenses about getting the ball closest to the basket. That's old school. In my day, we had post players, score at the rim, blah, blah, blah. But you look at the Golden State Warriors, who in all likelihood are about to put on their second consecutive championship ring. Their closing lineup consists of five guys that shoot better than 35% from three, which, as you know, is more efficient than five guys who shoot exactly 50% for two. So if you have good three-point shooters, shoot a lot of threes. If you've got good heavy personnel, go for two every time. Forget your kicker exists.